John, can I help you?
Hi, John. This is Faith calling from Family First Care. I got your information from my coworker, Jasmine. She said you needed help signing up your dad for home care.
Okay.
Amazing. So, did she give you the number to schedule the first assessment?
The number to schedule the first assessment. I was on the road driving. I don't know. Did she text it to me or email it?
I have no idea. It says that she gave it to you. But if not, it's totally fine. I'll discuss it with you and give you the information again. I just want to go over the financials first. Does your dad own a home or a vehicle?
No.
Okay. Does he make more than $2,900 a month in income?
No.
Okay. Then he'll financially qualify. As long as he doesn't have any other property or assets that would bring him over the $8,000 limit.
No, he has no property. He lives with me.
Okay, perfect. So the first step is an intake appointment that's done with the broker, also called Maximus. They're going to come out and just start his application. Then he'll have another appointment in home, which is a medical assessment to see if he qualifies. And then we'll submit his financial documents, and then hopefully he'll be approved. Okay, so the first assessment, are you with Dad right now?
No, I'm actually going home to pick him up for a doctor's appointment. So I'm not with him right now, but I will be with him later.
Okay, so I'll text you the number and the information to schedule the first appointment. He'll probably need to be on the call unless you're a power of attorney or representative for him. But you could just call with him. You're a power of attorney?
Yes.
Okay, you want to be the caregiver as well?
I'm sorry, say that one more time, the caregiver?
Are you going to be the aide? Like, do you want to be paid to help him?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're power of attorney, you can't be the caregiver. Is there anyone you could give it over to?
Sure, my wife.
Okay, so I would recommend getting that started because legally we're not allowed to employ a power of attorney for the client.
Okay,
that's just one thing to keep in mind.
I'm not, you're saying power of attorney, I have nothing legally written or said.
Okay.
I just do everything for.
Got it. Okay, so the broker is very, by the book, you know, it's a government thing.
Oh, I didn't go to a lawyer and get something done.
Okay, perfect.
You know, I just do all his financials, medical.
Right. But if you would call in without him, they wouldn't let you schedule. That's what I'm like, if you're not legally power of attorney, so he'll need to be on the call, which is fine. I'm going to send you the information to schedule the appointment, and then just respond to me once you have scheduled it, and I'll give you a call, and we'll discuss the next steps, okay?
Okay.
One more thing I want to mention, he's going to need a doctor to sign off that he needs the services, so our telehealth doctor is going to reach out to you guys, ask about his condition, and send me the signed form that we need, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, let's be in touch. If you have any questions, let me know, and I'll send you the text now.
You're going to text me the information then?
Yes, I'll text you everything we spoke about so you have it written down.
Excellent, because I'm driving right now.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. You can't write anything down, so I'll do it for you.
Okay, thank you very much. You have a great weekend, and we'll catch up later.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.